I suppose at the end of the day, all of us have gone through an extraordinary 2-3 weeks. It has been a shock. But if I look back over the last year, maybe back to Nenegate, and say from that December 2015 time to now, the one thing that's happened is the energizing of Sabbath. We've kind of awoken up to the reality that if you want to live in a democratic country that is going to make economics happen for all, then we in the center, or we in positions of influence, have to take action. And a democracy is not something that it's not a document, it's not an idea, it's a thing for action. And the last few months have been very intriguing for me to see who stepped up. Even within the ANC, the debate that many of you reflected, this is a very divided organization. And I remember back to the soul of the National Party in the early and mid-1980s, when it was torn apart between the hawks and the reformers. And there was a huge, long contestation over which school of thought would win. And eventually the reformers won and took us to CODESA. There are calls now for national dialogue, because I think many people feel, as I do, and I'm sure many of you also feel, that we're in a political gridlock here. Our leaders are not ahead of our people. In fact, our people in many ways are ahead of the leadership. South Africans have got on with life and built a consensus. We want to get on with each other. And we've got all these competitive assets. I flew back into Joburg yesterday, and once again I was stunned by ORT and its sophistication and the size and strength of this economy. I took a professor from Harvard University through Santa. He'd never been to Joburg. He'd gone to that strange place called Cape Town. It was his first experience of Johannesburg. And his jaw dropped. He said, "This is Los Angeles." I said, "It is. This is the center of the center of the center of the African economy," to go with what Maletsi just said. We have 1 billion people north of us. We've got great institutions, great businesses, great processes, and we are free to make of this what we can. So I want to end by saying to you, the last few weeks, again, have been a shock to the system, but it calls on all of us to look in the mirror and say, so what difference are each of us going to make? What happens if each of us reach out to someone, or some institution, or some network, and re-energize to say South Africa is agile and nimble enough to succeed through this kind of period? And we have that amazing, amazing book. We once held a discussion with high school kids here, and Arthur Chaskelson was the guest, and he was in an old jersey, and I think most of the young students, they were all 17 or 18, thought he was a magistrate. And he hauled out this broken, sort of bent book, the Constitution, and he started reading it to them. And when I go to sleep at night, I say, what I remember is the generation who came before us sacrificed to build a democratic, constitutional, non-racial South Africa. And in large form, we are actually there. And it's ours to lose. And if we get the kind of government we prepare to work for. And what I'm so excited about now is whether it's business, whether it's political organizations, whether it's civil society, faith-based institutions, there's a level of energy. So let's get out there and make it happen. Thank you very much.